For my third engagement, I conducted an interview with Mr. Beng, who is the chairman of Friends of Marine Park Community. And so, Friends of Marine Park Community is actually a network of people working together to improve and support the marine park communities in southern Singapore, such as Sister Islands. And so, his role as the chairman is the communications with government and making sure that there's policy makers involved with marine conservation. But his major play of work is actually to do with coastal development and environmental impact assessment. So he makes sure that whatever is happening on the shores is being assessed and making sure that there's minimal impact on the environment. But additionally, he has also done advocacy work and written articles and different newsletters and things like that in different media outlets. And that's actually how I found him. It was through reading an article about his passion for marine conservation, and he himself also being a diver, talking about his experiences underwater and seeing the unfortunate circumstances of coral reefs being destroyed. So some things that I really found interesting from this interview was that he was asking me my opinion, and actually often would give me more insight on why I was thinking that way and how I may have these misconceptions. And so, one of the things he had talked about was, from a sustainability standpoint, that sustainability is something moving and actually far set than just linear, but it could be exponential in the fact that sustainability is always a moving target. And he believes that although Singapore has tried to implement environmental assessment impact assessments, it also has tried to implement different policies and systems and inventions in order to improve the marine biodiversity underwater. But he also believes that Singapore needs to think global and act local, whereas in we look at other states and what they have done, but also try to bring back home into Singapore the things that they have seen overseas. And so he also believes that everyone, even people who are not perhaps on the water a lot, need to include and cherish nature and the value of what we're doing, and understand that the ocean and marine life actually has a large value to our social well-being and what we do, and that if people don't speak up and are not aware about this issue, which is actually really an issue not talked about a lot, then this change and the impact that we're having on marine biodiversity and marine conservation will have a reciprocal impact on us and have an impact on our social well-being. So he said that it's really important for us to really speak up about this issue that's not being spoke about, as actually it could still have a vice versa impact on us ourselves.